Initially, I got into running more motivated by the social aspects of running. All my friends were doing it. I wanted to take part in the camaraderie, the pasta dinners, the uniforms, bragging rights. But then I found myself just falling in love with running, and wasn't just a passion of mine, but something that I felt good at. When you get into the runner's world, you then hear about the Boston Marathon. And so when I learned about this, you know, it's a race that's rich in history, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Running a marathon is, of course, a big undertaking in itself, but what added challenges did you face because of your condition?
So first of all, running was something that appealed to my rebellious side because it was actually the only thing that doctors told me I shouldn't do. When you have a bone disorder, I have a skeletal dysplasia, which is a bone disorder where it causes short stature as well as joint abnormalities. And because of this, running is not necessarily encouraged because the low-impact sports such as cycling and swimming is a safer alternative for people like me. However, I wanted to push my limits and see what was possible. And so despite the fact that I'm required to take almost twice the number of steps to cross the same distance as my average height peers, and, you know, it not being so encouraged by doctors, it was something that I wanted to try out anyways.
It sounds like you're really motivated by your setbacks in some ways.
Yeah, in some ways. You know, I think that we can look at life as having good stresses and bad stresses. And the way that we perceive stress can actually affect our entire outlook on the world, as well as the steps that we take in responding to those stresses. You know, the example that I often give to people is even my condition of having dwarfism, being 3'9". Early on, it wasn't an easy thing for me. Around the age of 6 is when I realized the permanency of my condition and that I would always be different. And I really struggled with that, and I pushed against it. It wasn't my medical condition that I was pushing against. It was the fact that I was different. And I think we've all been there before. Nobody wants to be the one person sticking out in the crowd. But it was through a process of really struggling and being honest with myself and working through those frustrations that I came to accept myself. And that can actually help motivate us. That self-acceptance can help motivate us and be something that propels us forward to achieve our goals.